Hey guys, this episode of Kenyo Live, the podcast, is brought to you by IMBC, I Am Viral Change. Be the change that you want to see in the world by fiercely supporting those around you. And then also brought to you by SA Cyphers, the hip-hop creation machine out of San Antonio, Texas, soon to expand, I'm sure. And then, of course, this episode is also brought to you by Project Forward. Check them out, projectforward.tv. Cool stuff is coming up. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast. Do it. You must. You have to. I implore you. Thanks.
It's Xavier Mack, and I'm here with my boy Kenyo. We rocking with Kenyo Live Podcast.
Hey, this is Dom with IMVC, and you must be and should be listening to Kenyo Live.
Hey, y'all tuning in to Kenyo Live podcast. This is Prince Ivy, TLE. Go and get my cave, let me be that viral chain. Let me go and save a life, let me always use my brain, let me not be the same. Gotta do it for the city, hands up if you're rocking with me, got them dancing like Diddy.
Never been greedy, the Lord been with me, so I just let it. What's up? Well, how's everyone doing, my Kenyo Live family? Hope you guys are chilling. Wanted to get out to you and say some what's up. Over here, it's a Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock, which means I'm about to go to Kenyo Live, and we have great guests this week. This is like a little behind the scenes for you. This week, we have Veronica Lino from Real Weight Loss. We have Jania Moore. She does a lot of stuff. She helps people build businesses. She's known as the fire starter for good reason. We also have Jordan Manning. She's also a multitasker when it comes to entrepreneurship. She gets down with Keep Her Essay, and she also does events, wedding events, and stuff like that. Very cool people on the show. Musical guest Lyra, R&B artist, very amazing. Met him at a show put on by a fellow poet in the scene. I love him. Who else do we got? We got a bunch of people. We're also doing something today with SA Cyphers, our team. I don't know if you heard that. There's some weird background noises here, and I'm gonna like have to find ways to mitigate them. There's a truck out there, but we also have, like I said, we're starting something new with SA Cyphers. So Brainstorm Rapper's coming out, Robbie Rap is coming out, DJ Hypnotic's going to be there. So it's interesting, right? So we have this whole amalgam of an event, and we're structuring it, you know, as a talk show. So, we'll have, the first from 8:30 PM. I know that, well, the first half of it, if you're not there live, like, these times don't matter to you, right? Because you'll just see the video, the clips. But we basically structure it. The first half we do mostly talk show, a couple musical guests, some poetry. And then we're going to kick it and do this hip-hop stuff with SA Cyphers at the end. It's very cool. So I'm loving it. Lots of new stuff happening. Like I said, right now, there's new background noises. A lot of the stuff that you've heard me record before has been in my apartment. But now, I might be moving from that apartment anyway, and I have dangerously in that apartment disabled the smoke alarm. So you don't hear that, but in this place, I have yet to disable the smoke alarm, which I'm going to do because that's that periodic beep that you're going to hear. I hope it's not pissing you off. And then we're also right next to a street, a major road. So because of that, over here at the Project Forward, the new Project Forward studio. That's where I'm recording out of now. I should hype that up. It's way cooler. So you may know, like, I run this thing called Project Forward, and it's growing. So the idea of it is for it to be a media hub. And we finally got our first studio. We're partnering with a guy, with Michael Hawk. You can check him out at Vampit Visual Arts on Instagram. He does a lot of cool art, so we're partnering with him. So we're sharing this, like, studio space, and, like, it leads right into his studio space where he has his art and stuff like that. It's all very new, but I'm going to have to find ways to, like, keep the noise down over here. But anyway, it's very cool. It's very exciting. I'm sorry if my voice is going in and out. I'm looking around while I'm talking. But anyway, So that's my behind the scenes stuff. Today I've been editing video. There's some other cool events coming up that I'm going to be a part of, and I definitely want you to check it out. The point of a lot of, you know, the people who listen to this podcast, just from analytics, you're not all in San Antonio, where I am, where I do a lot of stuff. But wherever you are, you know, we put out content. So there's this podcast, and that's my main way of keeping in touch with you. But Kenyo, you know, I'm on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. So definitely hit me up there if you want to connect with me. We're going to be more active, putting out more video content for you soon, hopefully. And I plan to have some other guests on the podcast. So keep listening to the podcast. We have new interviews coming. I have a few interviews I haven't even put up yet, which will probably come out shortly after this podcast, less than a day. This is like a little special episode, just because I like talking with you guys, seeing how you're doing. But I do want to leave you with a nugget, how to build your business. This is a little interesting thing that I wanted to get into, something I've been thinking about. I know a lot of people are consuming a lot of pro-social media content these days because social media, all the hype is on there. And I've been thinking about it. I was like, yeah, social media is really great. But one of the reasons why I wanted this physical location and I can't have our business just exist on social media is because guess what, guys? Not everybody is on social media, right? At last, I looked it up. There's 78 million people in the United States on Instagram. The United States population is significantly larger than that, given a lot of people are babies, and then there's also a good deal of elderly people and other wise people, homeless people and stuff like that. Well, there aren't that. Anyway, but, you know, there's lots of reasons why a lot of people aren't on Instagram, but I think that's kind of important. I think we need to realize that nothing will ever trump real life. Nothing will. I'm not going to use the word Trump anymore. I banned it from my vocabulary. JK. I'm joking. But anyway, nothing will ever trump real people, which is why I love events. If anything is the wave of the future, it's reality. It's what's physical. I'm sorry, VR, virtual reality, will never be as big as actual reality. I know a lot of people are thinking that people will just wear their goggles and sit home all day. Guarantee it's not going to happen. It's not. Like, I'm just telling you, it's not. What will come about is some very cool reality digital integrations. I think AR is more likely the way things are going to go. People like to live in the real world. They like real people. And why I say this in a business context and for artists out there who've put out a lot of content, it's a lot of you are being, however long you've been doing that, really, it's great. Keep up the digital stuff. Keep up the social stuff. And I want you to challenge yourself if you're a business that exists mostly in social media, even if it's working really well for you, I want to challenge you to make very, very small steps in the real world. Not to say that's the fake world, but I'm talking about like physically. Going to events, meeting people, planning events for yourself, taking part. It's hard to sometimes plan events for yourself. It's easy to get discouraged because for the first 2 years, you'll probably have like no one at your events, and you might burn out some of your family members. I suggest don't do that. Honestly, just don't invite family to the earlier stuff. I mean, if they want to come, they know what you're doing. But anyway, don't burn out your inner circle. Let them come as much as they want. But anyway, just be okay with tiny numbers. Be okay with small numbers. It's easier if you want to partner with other people on their events. Do that. That's a really good way to do it. Events and meeting other business people. Take meetings. Take lots of meetings with people. Go to their businesses. Visit them. Patronize them. Get used to really interacting in the physical world with other businesses because nothing is more effective than human to human contact when it comes to growing a business. If books, you know, if they say a picture is 1,000 words, right? And like a movie is like 1,000,000 pictures. But a human being is like a trillion movies, if you want to say that, you know what I mean? Like real life, nothing will ever trump it. You can put 50 cameras in a room. You know, if you get what I'm saying, a movie is just one perspective, but human life, there's so much going on in this three-dimensional reality. I'm getting deep now, but I want you guys to be sure that you get out there with your businesses. Don't allow yourself to live behind a screen like I'm doing right now, but I have an event in 2 hours, you know, so I'm mixing it up, and I plan to, you know, with Project Ford and Kenyo Live, I plan to have even more events going every night, so this isn't something that I'm not practicing myself, and I'm still learning. There's so much more to know about people and the way that they move, and the way that you can create events that allow them to feel more themselves, feel more alive, have a lot of fun. And to be honest, I'm pretty fed up with a lot of stuff that I go to. I have fun, don't get me wrong, every time I go to something. But when you're like me and you're passionate about creating, part of that comes from, you know, being dissatisfied with the stuff that you're currently engaging. You know, a lot of musicians, they're like, oh, there's good music out there, but no one's doing this, and that's what they make. So just like businesses, you make what you wish you had. You solve a problem. But anyway, so I'm going to leave you with that. That was my little nugget of knowledge. I hope you take that and use it. I guarantee if you make it your duty to visit one event more than you are right now every month, you'll start to see some changes, and it's all going to come about serendipitously, because you can't see out of the back of your head. And when you're in a location where people can meet you and see what you're doing from all angles, it'll surprise you the opportunities that come your way. So definitely do that. I'm here. Hit me up. Let's talk. If you got any questions, please, please, please send your questions. I'm itching for a question to answer from someone about events, anything. You can even ask me if I like dogs more than cats. I don't. Anyway, go ahead and hit me up. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Kenyo Live podcast. Keep following what we're doing. Find Kenyo Live on YouTube. We're putting out videos there. I got stuff that's coming there too. So don't forget about the Kenyo Live videos. Subscribe on YouTube. Share all of that stuff. And join our Facebook group, Kenyo Live, Fiercely Supporting, hashtag Fiercely Supporting. That comes from IMBC, iEnvirochange, our number one sponsors, our first sponsor, I should say, also equal with SA Ciphers. And then we have Real Weight Loss, the guest that who's associated with Veronica Lino, the guest that we're having on. Real Weight Loss, they're coming on as a sponsor pretty soon. I sounded totally unenthused by that, but I'm very enthused. So definitely check all that stuff out. It's going to be dope, meeting cool people. Life is real. Everything is real. I haven't even told you half of the story yet, but I don't have time. Let's meet up. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening.